Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Who's Talking with Hobbo and Frank. We've got former Virginia offensive lineman Brad Barnes on the line, and I know we will say it again later in the show, but just to be sure, happy Thanksgiving to all the Wahoo Nation out there and our listening audience, and to you as well, Brad, and we can make it even a happier Thanksgiving by having turkey on Thursday and Saturday, but that's another issue. But anyway, Frank Maloney, question for Brad.
Brad, the targeting foul against Duke in the fourth quarter by Jeremy Cash, I did not have a good angle on that play. Did you see it, and what were your thoughts, and is Matt Johns going to live?
I think he's alive and well, so I'm pretty sure he's going to live. The targeting is tough. The targeting is tough. First of all, football is a very violent game, and the second thing is you want to make sure that you give kids the license to play and play hard, but you also want to make sure that you're protecting the quarterback and everyone else on the field, quite frankly. So I think that sometimes some of these targeted calls are warranted, and I think this is probably one of those calls that was warranted, but that's a tough one, Frank, because it is such a violent game, and you want people to play hard, and you need to be aggressive out there to be good at your craft. But I think Johns, to answer your question, is going to live.
You know, the thing about Matt Johns, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the backup quarterback came in one game for one snap, I think. Is that right?
I believe that is correct.
So I think Matt Johns has taken every offensive snap except one in 10 games. So, I mean, speaking of the offensive line, they've done a good enough job to protect him throughout the year, because obviously a lot of the Virginia Nation has been worried what happens if Matt Johns goes out, because we have inexperience behind him. But, Brad, I mean, you know, just looking ahead to Saturday, what do you expect?
Well, I expect that the Hokies are going to come in playing for their coach in the last game of the year. And I think they're going to pin their ears back. The defense is under Bud Foster is going to be very, very strong. They're going to bring a lot of those blitz packages, Frank, including the lunchbox that you mentioned earlier. But I also think that the direction to Fairchild is going to be to open up the offense. I think there's going to be a lot of pride on the line, because I think that's one thing you do see in this team is that they don't really have a lot of quit in them, and they continue to play hard even when all odds are against them. And I think they're going to rally to support these seniors who, for all intents and purposes, this is their bowl game. Hobbo, unless you're right and 5-7 team sneaks in. So I expect it probably to be a mid-scoring game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout either way, but I think it's going to be a good game, and I'm predicting a Wahoo win for us.
You know, Brad, typically these games are played in very cold weather, and then it sort of restricts the passing game. Clearly, Virginia, I think, has an advantage in the passing game. They're air quarterback, I think, has more ability, and he's got good legs.
You know, I'm Mr. Weather Channel. I think it's supposed to be like 60 degrees on Saturday.
Well, I hope so, because I think that actually would help the Cavs in this game.
It is a midday game, so it's going to, you know, be it's not like it's going to get cold late in the game, so it's going to be a 12 to 3:30 type time frame.
You know, Brad, one question I would pose to you is, the Hokies are coming off a very emotional loss at home that, you know, they rallied in the fourth quarter. They tied up a heavily favored North Carolina team, right, Forced overtime, and then lost. And then they, I don't know how they summoned the whatever to pick up their coach and carry him off the field. I mean, how awkward was that? But, you know, what's the mindset of their players potentially coming off that situation?
I think you're right. I think some of those situations can be a little emotionally draining, but I think what we're dealing with is 18 to 22-year-old kids who have a lot of stamina and a lot of energy. So I think they'll certainly regroup back, especially after eating some big Thanksgiving meals, and they'll be ready to rock and roll. While that was the last game at Lane Stadium, I think they're going to certainly be hyped for Beamer's last game ever. Well, from the regular season perspective, perhaps, in Charlottesville.
You know, one thought is, you know, Virginia Tech is 3-4, just like Virginia in the ACC, and 5-6 overall. And, you know, the irony here is they've struggled mightily in this last half of the season with and without Brewer. And their offensive line over the last 4 years has not been anything like what they used to roll out in these games.
Right.
Isn't isn't this the type of scenario where, you know, Virginia gets the monkey off their back and knocks off, you know, the villains from Southwest Virginia?
I think it certainly could be. I mean, you bring up a good point. Typically, at the end of the year, Virginia Tech is bringing in a lot better team into Scott Stadium, and they're not that same caliber of team this year. And I think the only – there's a lot of emotion involved, which I think, again, they'll certainly get hyped for. I think the other unfortunate thing is we all know, because we've all sat in this stadium at this time of year, there's a lot of Hokie fans that wind up in that stadium. And so they might get the benefit of the 12th man with the cheering crowd. So they certainly feel supported. And that's why I think that the offensive game plan has got to be on point for us to be able to go out there and put a lot of points on the board.
And clearly, Virginia has got to avoid special teams blunders. And I don't know how they do it, because there's one or two every game. But, Brad, listen, we thank you for coming out on the show tonight, and as always. And hopefully you're right. I feel that Virginia will win. I think it will be a tough game played in the 20s, most likely. And let's hope for a Cavalier victory.
Yeah, let's hope for it. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and I hope we see a lot of double hashtag tweets out there after this game.
Absolutely. I agree with you, Brad.
All right, Brad Barnes, former Wahoo, we thank him for joining us tonight. We're going to go to our bottom of the hour break. When we come back, second half hour, don't forget, we got Barry Parkhill and later Dr. Gordy Rawls. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.